Okay, so are you ready to go on a little adventure with me today?
Always up for an adventure.
All right, excellent. The Church of Tinkerbell podcast.
Faith, imagination, the power of belief.
Love and acceptance to make the world a better place.
What would happen if we all just tried to see the world through the eyes of a child again, even for a moment?
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
It is.
The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. All right, I'm intrigued. Okay, so when you hear the word ritual, what's the first thing that jumps into your mind? For a lot of us, I think, it conjures these images of, you know, grand ceremonies, ancient traditions, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe something quite solemn, religious acts, things steeped in history that feel, well, kind of big.
Exactly. Big and maybe a bit removed from our everyday lives, right? From the daily grind.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that whole perspective is actually missing something really important?
Okay.
What if the most powerful, the most kind of grounding rituals aren't these distant things at all?
Right.
But they're already woven into like the fabric of our lives, just sort of waiting there for us to notice them, maybe give them some conscious meaning.
That's a fascinating idea.
It really is. And That's the premise we're diving into today. We're exploring the magic of everyday rituals.
Mm.
Our insights, they're drawn from this really thought-provoking piece by a group called the Church of Tinkerbell.
Yes, they have a wonderfully imaginative but also practical approach to things.
Mm, totally. This piece is dated August 31st, 2025. And our mission here, really, for you listening, is to pull out some tangible, actionable wisdom.
Okay.
How can you maybe transform those ordinary, sometimes rushed moments into something that feels genuinely meaningful, something grounding, maybe even surprisingly magical?
Finding the magic in the mundane, essentially.
Exactly that. Uncovering that bit of wonder that might be hidden in your day-to-day. So this whole exploration, it really starts by challenging our usual understanding of ritual, doesn't it?
It really does. The source material jumps right in, making it clear that ritual isn't just for temples or those, you know, big special occasions we first think of.
Right.
Instead, it suggests ritual is like an inherent part of our lives, almost a deep human need, operating under the surface whether we realize it or not.
Like a foundational layer, something we just need to tune into.
Precisely. And what's really illuminating is how they redefine it. The piece from the Church of Tinkerbell really opens your eyes to how something seemingly unremarkable, like your morning routine, can be a profound example.
Okay, like making coffee.
Exactly. Think about how you make your coffee.
Yeah.
The specific way you do it, the familiar weight of your favorite mug, the rhythm of it brewing, maybe that little pause you take, maybe unconsciously, just before the first sip.
Yeah, I know that pause.
Right. So the authors argue this isn't just a routine you do on autopilot. If you add a deliberate dash of awareness,
okay,
a conscious choice to be fully present in that moment, to really taste the coffee, feel the warmth of the mug, maybe hear the quiet sounds around you.
Mm.
It transforms. It shifts from just a habit into, well, a powerful ritual. It becomes grounding, centering. It gently reminds you of your presence, your connection to right now.
It's taking the familiar and just seeing it differently, giving it purpose.
Exactly, imbuing it with a renewed sense of purpose.
And that's where this idea of magic starts to make sense, isn't it? It's not like spells or anything mystical.
No, not in that sense.
Yeah.
As the source describes it, the real magic, the alchemy, is in how these small rituals help us cross an invisible threshold.
An invisible threshold? Tell me more about that.
Well, it's like a subtle shift, often unconscious, from one state of mind to another.
Ah, okay.
Think about shifting from, say, constant distraction.
Yeah.
Into a moment of genuine presence.
Right. Or from feeling chaotic and rushed.
Into a pocket of focus.
Yeah.
Or maybe from worry and anxiety.
Yeah.
Into just a moment of calm, peace.
That's powerful. But I have to ask, you know, life is noisy. There's so much coming at us. Isn't there a risk this magic, this presence just gets drowned out immediately? How do you actually hold on to that feeling?
That's a really, really important point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the challenge isn't just finding that threshold, it's learning how to step through it consistently.
Right.
And the brilliance, as the Church of Tinkerbell points out, is that it's not about some huge, overwhelming revelation. It's more like a series of micro decisions. Tiny choices to shift your attention.
Micro decisions.
Yeah. Think about how many of these invisible thresholds we probably miss every day because we're just on autopilot.
Yeah.
One moment just bleeds into the next, no separation.
Mm.
So the insight here is you're not just doing something like making coffee. You're actively opting in to a different state. You're consciously exiting the noise for a second.
So it's an active choice, not passive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And psychologically, that act, that intentional shift, it's incredibly powerful. It's almost like cognitive reframing. You're consciously telling your brain, this moment matters. You're training it to value these pauses.
Making the unconscious conscious.
That's the alchemy right there. It's like a deliberate, gentle rewiring of how we experience things. Building a bit of mental resilience, a bit more presence, moment by moment.
That idea of a quiet personal transformation, something available to anyone, that really lands. It makes me think probably lots of us are already doing things that could be rituals if we just shifted our perspective a little, added that touch of intention.
Absolutely. It's often not about inventing something totally new. It's about seeing the sacred in what's already there, effortlessly present.
Okay, so what are some examples? Does the source give specifics?
Oh yeah, the Church of Tinkerbell gives some wonderfully clear, really relatable examples, things you might already be doing.
Like what?
Okay, so maybe those few stretches you do first thing in the morning, or perhaps just taking a mindful breath, you know, before the day really kicks off.
Uh-huh.
If you do that with intention, it's not just stretching, it's a ritual of awakening, preparing your body, your mind, setting a tone.
Right, okay.
Or think about lighting a candle at dinner. It's not just for light, is it?
No, it changes the feel of the room.
Exactly. It becomes a ritual of gathering, creating a shared space, a soft boundary maybe, expressing gratitude for the food, the company. It signals a shift from the busy day to connection.
That makes sense.
And even, say, tucking kids into bed with a story, night after night. That's a beautiful ritual of love, of closure, signaling the day's end, a safe transition to sleep. It affirms connection, security.
Yeah.
Or for many people, walking the same path after work. It might seem like just exercise or getting home.
But it could be more.
It could be a ritual of release, of reset, a physical way to kind of shake off the day's stresses, process things, mentally shift gears before you step back into your home space.
Mm-hmm.
These things might seem ordinary, totally mundane. But the real impact, the source stresses, is in the attention we bring.
The attention.
Yes. When you choose to notice, to savor, maybe to mean something by the act, give it that purpose, that awareness, it just elevates. It transforms from habit into a meaningful ritual. It's a conscious choice.
Okay, so if these small, almost invisible acts can be so powerful, what does it all really mean for us? You know, bigger picture, why are they so significant? It feels like more than just feeling good for a second.
You're right, there's something much deeper at play.
Mm-hmm.
And connecting it to that bigger picture, the Church of Tinkerbell's article offers some really insightful reasons why these rituals matter so profoundly, almost on an existential level, you could say.
Okay.
First, and this feels really crucial right now, they serve as anchors. Anchors in what often feels like a shifting, turbulent sea of daily life.
Anchors. I like that.
Yeah. In a world with so much change, so much uncertainty, these consistent, intentional moments give our brains predictable patterns.
Ah, so there's a brain science bit too.
Definitely. From a neurobiological view, that consistency actually reduces cognitive load. It dials down that feeling of uncertainty, which directly lowers our baseline stress. They become these reliable points of stability, of calm, like a little psychological safe harbor you can count on.
That makes perfect sense.
Right.
Okay, what else?
The second, they act as important markers of transition. You know how our modern world kind of blurs everything together? Work bleeds into home, one task into the next.
Yeah, the always on culture.
Exactly. It leads to mental fatigue, feeling overwhelmed. Rituals help us consciously signal, okay, I've left that moment or that task or that frame of mind, and now I'm entering this one.
Creating boundaries in time.
Precisely. Mental compartmentalization. It's not just a nice idea. It's a practical tool for managing mental energy. It lets you fully engage and then consciously disengage. Like putting punctuation marks in your day.
Mental punctuation marks. I like that too. Okay, anchors, markers. What's up there?
And third, maybe the most powerful, they foster connection.
Connection to what?
Well, it could be connection to something larger than ourselves. Our families, communities, maybe the natural world.
Yeah.
Or even just the shared human experience.
Mm.
But just as often, and maybe just as vitally, it's connection to our own inner life, to our values, our sense of self.
Reconnecting with ourselves.
Yes. In a world screaming for speed and efficiency, pushing us to do more, faster, rituals offer this vital invitation, an invitation to slow down. to be present.
Oh.
To honor the sacred that's actually in the ordinary.
It's a reminder that life isn't just about productivity.
It's about presence and meaning.
That distinction, productivity versus presence, feels key. It shifts it from something we do to maybe something we are.
Well said.
Okay, so we've talked about recognizing rituals, why they matter. But the really exciting part for me is, how do we move from just noticing to actively creating them?
Right, the practical side.
Yeah. How do we intentionally weave this meaning into our lives? My first thought, honestly, was, oh, great, another thing for the to-do list.
Yes, a very common and valid reaction.
But the source says it's not about more, right? Can you talk about shifting that mindset away from adding towards maybe reclaiming or reframing?
Absolutely. And that's where the Church of Tinkerbell's approach is so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is less about adding brand new tasks and much more about re-envisioning moments that are already there.
Okay.
The piece lays out this remarkably simple but really powerful four-step process for crafting your own personal rituals. The beauty is its simplicity. It's not complex.
Simple is good. What are the steps?
Okay, first, choose a moment. Pick something that already repeats daily in your life. This is key because it uses existing patterns.
Like the coffee example?
Exactly. Or washing your hands, stepping outside for a minute, closing your laptop. Something that happens regularly anyway.
Yeah.
It cuts down the effort of starting something totally new.
Got it. Step one, choose an existing moment.
Step two, add intention. This is the core of it. Define what you actually want from this moment. What feeling, what state?
Like calm or gratitude.
Perfect. Or maybe clarity before a meeting. Be specific about that desired feeling or outcome. This clear intention is what elevates it from just habit to ritual.
Okay, moment plus intention. What's third?
Third, include a symbol. Now, this doesn't need to be dramatic. It's a simple, tangible act or gesture you consistently weave into that moment.
A symbol? Like what?
Could be lighting a tiny candle, gently touching your heart while you breathe, taking three really deep conscious breaths, whispering a meaningful word or phrase to yourself.
Something physical or sensory?
Exactly. It acts like an anchor for your intention, a physical trigger for that mental shift you want. It could be as subtle as just noticing the text of your teacup or always looking out the same window for a second.
Okay, moment, intention, symbol, and the last step.
Finally, step four, practice consistently. This is kind of non-negotiable for it to stick.
Right, gotta build the habit.
Over time, as you keep pairing that moment, your intention and your symbol, your body and mind, start to recognize it. This is that sacred pause.
Like building a new pathway in the brain.
That's exactly it. You're basically programming your system to access that desired state, calm, presence, whatever it is, more easily. And hey, if you miss a day, no big deal. Just pick it up again. It's the consistency over time that makes it powerful.
What I love about this is how accessible it feels. The examples aren't asking for huge changes.
Not at all.
The source even suggests things like the specific way you pour your tea, maybe really noticing the steam, the smell.
Mm-hmm. Simple sensory awareness.
Or that tiny pause before you reflexively check your phone. Just a beat to choose how you engage.
Yes. Reclaiming that tiny moment.
Or just stepping outside and actually noticing the sky, whatever it looks like that day.
Beautiful, simple examples.
They're not big gestures. They're subtle, personal, and probably powerful because they're simple and relevant to you. It really is about making it your own.
Authentically yours, exactly.
Yeah. So, at its heart, this message from the Church of Tinkerbell, it's really an invitation to presence, isn't it?
It truly is.
It's not about adding another stressful thing to your list, which, like we said, would totally defeat the purpose. It feels like a deeper shift in how we see things.
Absolutely. And that raises the question, if it's not about adding more, what is it really about?
Mm.
It's about shifting perception. It's about consciously noticing what's already happening. Those ordinary moments we usually rush through, ignore, take for granted, and then choosing to step through them with intention. Realizing the sacred isn't hidden away somewhere remote, only for special times or people.
That's right here.
It's right here. The Church of Tinkerbell puts it so well, it's never far away. It's waiting right there, nestled in the everyday, an inherent quality, accessible if we just pay attention.
It's an invitation to treat our lives, all of it, as potentially precious, intentional moments.
Beautifully put.
Wow. What an empowering thought to end on. This deep dive has genuinely reframed how I think about the rhythm of daily life. The core takeaway feels really clear now. Rituals aren't these distant grand things. They are the intentional moments we choose to create or recognize in our everyday, turning routines into these consistent sources of presence, calm, connection.
Reclaiming our moments.
Yeah, reclaiming our moments. One conscious breath, one intentional act at a time. It's not doing more, it's experiencing what we're already doing, just more deeply.
And that leads perfectly, really, to the very question the Church of Tinkerbell leaves us with. It's a perfect one for you listening to carry forward into your day right now.
Okay, what is it?
What small act could you turn into a ritual today?
Hmm.
Just consider that. How could something simple, something personal, something already part of your rhythm, how could it be transformed? Let it be a little reminder that the sacred, the meaningful, it's always accessible. It's just waiting for you to notice and engage with it, one intentional moment at a time. Thanks for going on this little adventure with me today.
Anytime.
And listener, keep sprinkling that fairy dust, all right? We'll see you next time.